USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reportedly told his White House lawyer at the time earlier this year that he wanted to prosecute Hillary Clinton as well as former FBI Director James Comey. The New York Times reporting that White House counsel Don McGahn told the president that ordering a prosecution would raise allegations of abuse of power.
They said, look, you do have the authority to say to the Justice Department, will you look at this issue? Will you investigate this thing? Will you look at this problem? But they said that is not a great idea. You could get into all sorts of problems.
Times reporter Michael Schmidt speaking on MSNBC. It's not clear what charges the president wanted leveled against Comey and Clinton. In New York City, the Brooklyn-bound side of the Brooklyn Bridge has been shut down for a couple of hours after a fiery multi-vehicle crash. There's no word yet on injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
The death toll in Northern California's campfires at 81, with 870 people still missing. As evacuations are happening, some people have gathered in a Walmart parking lot in Chico. USA Radio's Wendy King there speaking to the Reverend Jack Lindzen.
I just heard over here that there were so many people crying because they'd lost loved ones, and it was just so much trauma in their heart.
Yes.
That was their number one need.
Yeah. And that's why I'm here. You know, I was at the East Avenue Church last night, and I was there this morning and just meeting people and talking to them. And then I've been here for the last few hours because I really wanted to come to this location because this is very well known, obviously.
Yes, and it's also where you can see some of the most hardest hit.
Yeah.
In this location.
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's a good question. Like, well, where exactly will we go? Because a lot of these other shelters are not accepting new people.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More now on that recall of romaine lettuce. You might not want to eat it with your Thanksgiving meal, as dozens of people have come down with E. coli across the nation after eating it, and as a result, the CDC is warning against consuming romaine lettuce in any form. Health authorities say the origin isn't known yet, but it's not related to an earlier outbreak last spring that was tied to romaine. Consumers, though, are told to toss out any romaine lettuce they may have already purchased, and it should not be served in restaurants or sold in stores. And by the way, that goes not only for whole romaine and romaine hearts, but also the bagged romaine lettuce. Congresswoman Marsha Fudge is throwing her support to Nancy Pelosi for Speaker of the House. The Ohio Democrat announcing yesterday she won't challenge Pelosi for the leadership post despite her earlier criticisms. The decision comes after Pelosi did agree to make Fudge chairman of a newly restored subcommittee on elections. Fudge noted that Pelosi has assured her that, quote, black women will have a seat at the decision-making table. And many college graduates are beginning their working lives with a lot of hope, but also a lot more debt. Federal Reserve Bank of New York saying outstanding student loan debt increased by $37 billion last quarter. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.